Now, friends, we come here at verse 36. And Gideon said unto God, if thou wilt save Israel by mine hand, as thou hast said. Now, will you note Gideon's statement? The Spirit of God came upon him, and for a while he drew great courage, and he sent messengers, we're told, throughout all Manasseh, and also was gathered after him, and he sent messengers unto Asher and Zebulun and Naphtali, and they came up to meet them. Now, you will recall that many of these did not support Deborah, but now they have come at the call of Gideon, and actually, as we shall see in a few moments, he had an army of 32,000. Very imposing and very impressive, even in view of the fact we're told the Midianites, as to number, were like grasshoppers on the side of the hill, because they had come in there actually from everywhere. These Midianites and Amalekites, they were Bedouins of the desert, and they moved as disorganized nomads, raiding crops and supplies of others. And by sheer numbers, they had overwhelmed the inhabitants of Israel, and the tribe of Manasseh took to the hills. And this is the period in which Gideon now is raised up of God. And yet with this number, you think he'd be encouraged. But now he says and expresses a doubt, if thou wilt save Israel. Well, what do you mean, if, Brother Gideon? Hasn't God already told you that that's what he's going to do? There's no ifs about it now. God says that this is exactly what I'll do. Now, he puts a test, and God follows through on it because of the weakness of this man. Verse 37, as thou hast said, behold, I will put a fleece of wool in the floor, and if the dew be on the fleece only, and if it be dry upon all the earth beside, then shall I know that thou wilt save Israel by mine hand, as thou hast said. And this is the dew line that was first put up. And it was so, for he arose up early on the morning and thrust the fleece together, and he wringed the dew out of the fleece, a bowl full of water. And Gideon said unto God, let not thine anger be not hot against me, and I will speak but this once. Let me prove, I pray thee, but this once with the fleece. Let it now be dry only upon the fleece, and upon all the ground let there be dew. He reverses it, you see. You would think that the other would be sufficient, but no, this man, he's a coward, friends. And God did so that night, for it was dry upon the fleece only, and there was dew on all the ground. Now, the man is encouraged, of course, by this, and we find that he's not actually quite ready yet to go into battle. And you'll find out God's going to encourage him.